And it is a teaching to the young ladies, the lesson to their parents, and it also the teaching to the young boys, to teach them to respect their women folks in the future when they get married, how they should respect their wife, how they should be protective to their wife, that they must have courage to, in order to save and protect their wife, and to give in to their wife with the reasonable distance, I mean, the reasonable way. If the wife asks too much, well, it is naturally, sometimes it's impossible. So that's the teaching. The story can be told very shortly, just to express about only the women love stories, like how the woman is loved and how she loves a man, and how, what the love can do to a woman when she got the proper person. And that is very beautiful amongst women. When you listen to that, for them, I have listened to them, to the women, telling that story with each other. They get choked up. They get too emotional. As if it happened to them, or wish could have happened to them. Then I have listened to it amongst the men, and the men tells a story, but usually they tell a story about them, especially the women's side, how courageous the woman is, and that kind of woman they would like to have as a wife. And also if they could be as great as that man. That's how the men tell the story. And also fascinated about the story of the land, what it looks like and what is there, and how could you do to save yourself and avoid some conflict, or even to avoid the attack, ambush and everything. So the men enjoy the story, both. In us young people, oh, we were so drilled to hear about how the man is heroic and how he overcome all those obstacles. And how he protects his wife with the stampeding buffaloes, and how he chased the coyotes away, and how he crossed the rivers. How did he do? Of course, he made the raft. And many other things that he did along the way. There's so much vivid story that to make it so enjoyable. But I heard the story many times, 5 different ways of saying almost. But I tried to tell all together. So that is as far as I'm going to go about the story. For now, for the time being. So that was the story about the Omaskigo women and the little girl who was born to be most beautiful. And the girl that was loved, and the girl that was orphaned, being orphaned, and the reward of being a good girl and being obedient, and that she acquired the blessing of an elder, her own grandfather. So the teaching of the story is many, but the most is we hear the blessing of girl who received the blessing from her grandfather and lived to see all of it. And one other thing that we know of, to try to find out how come the Cree-speaking people spread across of Canada, almost right across to the other bay. It's not a break. This is real. And also we don't know, what nobody knows why these things happen, but some people ask, how come the Cree-speaking people spread so far across? So there gotta be some story. So we find a little bit in storytelling. But that's not the important thing. The important thing is maybe five different important things along the way. In either one of them, you're going to enjoy them. And that's the story. And thanks for listening. I am Louis Bird from Bewanek, Ontario. Thank you for listening. Bye-bye.